did you see that?
See what, Rachel?
Who was in that buggy just went by?
It appeared to be Matthew Cuthbert.
Well, of course it was Matthew. But where is he going?
Maybe he's off to get some turnip seed. I just finished the hill field and
I was... No. I heard him tell Peter Morrison last evening at Blair's store that he was going to sow the big red brook field over by Green Gables this afternoon.
Matthew said that, did he?
Only after Peter asked him. Oh, you know Matthew. He's never volunteered information about anything his whole life. But there he goes, 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And he's driving the buggy and the sorrel mare. Uh-huh. Which means he's going a considerable distance.
I still think he might be going after more seed.
Wearing a white collar and his best suit of clothes? No, he's going out of Avonlea. There's no doubt about it. Well, I'll just have to step over to Green Gables and find out from Marilla. Something must be going on. Matthew doesn't generally go to town this time of year, and he never visits. He wasn't driving fast enough to be going for the doctor. Yet something must have happened since last night to start him off. Oh, I'm clean puzzled, that's what. And I won't know a minute's peace of mind or conscience until I find out what's taken Matthew Cuthbert out of Avonlea today. Oh.
Come in.
Marilla!
Good evening, Rachel. This is a real fine evening, isn't it? Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
How are all your folks?
Oh, we're all pretty well. Oh, I was kind of afraid you weren't, though, when I saw Matthew starting off today. I thought maybe he was going to the doctor's.
Oh, no. I'm quite well. Although I had a bit of a headache yesterday. Matthew went to Bright River.
Bright River. Marilla, please.
Well, if you must know, we're getting a boy from an orphanage in Nova Scotia. He's coming on the train tonight.
You're not serious, Marilla.
Yes, of course I am.
A boy? From an orphanage? What on earth put such a foolish notion into your head?
Well, we've been thinking about it for some time, all winter, in fact.
Oh.
Mrs. Spencer was up here one day before Christmas, and she said she was going to get a little girl from the orphanage over in Hopeton. Her cousin lives there, and Mrs. Spencer has visited her and knows all about it. So, Matthew and I have talked it over off and on ever since. You know, Matthew's getting up in years, and he isn't so spry as he once was. His heart troubles him a good deal. And you know how desperate hard it is to get hired help. Anyway, we heard last week she was going for a little girl, so we sent her word by Richard Spencer's folks at Carmody to bring us a smart, likely boy, one old enough to be of some use in doing chores right off, and young enough to be trained up proper. Telegram came today. Mrs. Spencer is dropping him off on the 5:30 train tonight.
Well, Marilla, I'll just tell you plain that I think you're doing a mighty foolish thing. A risky thing, that's what. You don't know what you're getting. You're bringing a strange child into your house and home, and you don't know a single thing about him, nor what his disposition's like, nor what sort of parents he had. Well, it was only last week I read in the paper how a man and his wife, up west of the island, took a boy out of an orphan asylum, and he set fire to the house at night. Set it on purpose, Marilla. Nearly burnt them to a crisp in their beds. Oh, and I know of another case where an adopted boy used to suck the eggs.
Oh, Rachel.
They couldn't break him of it. Oh, if you'd asked my advice in the matter, which you didn't, Marilla, I'd have said for mercy's sake not to think of such a thing, that's what.
Now, look, I don't deny there's something in what you say, Rachel.
Well,
I've had some qualms myself, but Matthew was terrible set on it. I could see that, so I gave in. Well, it's so seldom Matthew sets his mind on anything that when he does, I always feel it's my duty to give in. Now, look, as for risk, there's risks in pretty near everything a body does in this world. I mean, there's risks in people having children of their own if it comes to that. They don't always turn out well. And then Nova Scotia is right close to the island. I mean, it isn't as if we were getting him from England or the States. He can't be much different from ourselves.
Well, I hope it'll turn out all right. Only don't say I didn't warn you if he burns Green Gables down or puts strychnine in the well. I heard of a case over in New Brunswick where an orphan asylum child did that and the whole family died in fearful agonies.
Oh.
Only it was a girl in that instance.
Well, we're not getting a girl, so there's no need to worry.
When are you expecting Matthew?
Oh, not for a couple of hours at least.
Oh. Well, I'm headed up to Belle's place to visit. Marilla, you and Matthew, you don't know a thing about children. Why, I pity that poor orphan. He doesn't know what he's getting himself into.